Hello and welcome to Coffee with Cindy, a weekly devotion to strengthen and encourage you. Here is your host, Cindy Lauterbach.
Have you ever tried out for a part in a play? Was there one role in particular that you wanted? Maybe the lead? Perhaps you were given another part, one that you weren't really interested in, or you were given nothing at all. You didn't make it. Bummer. In life, we're given roles to fulfill. A student, an employee, a mother, a father, a sister, or brother. What are the responsibilities, the roles of each one? Our roles, they come with specific expectations. Depending on the job you have, certain skills are required. For example, if you're a teacher, you might need to demonstrate knowledge of the subject you're assigned to teach. If a football player, you'll need to have athletic ability, speed, and agility. If an accountant or CPA, you'd need analytical and technical skills that show competencies in the tasks required by these jobs. Roles, they have different expectations. Throughout our lives, we have many roles to fulfill. They're different for each of us. However, there is one that's for all of us. One role given, not to some, but to all of us. It's already been assigned without even having to try out for it. Now, we do have a choice to accept this role or not. It's our decision. This role is this: to accept Jesus Christ into your heart or not. You're perfect for it, but it's your choice. Your decision. The Bible tells us all about who He is and what He's done. What He's done for you and me. Our part, the role that we've been given, is to accept Him by believing His word, the Bible, and obeying it. Do what it says. But sadly, we may not all choose to say yes. Some might think, I didn't try out for this part, so I don't want it. We have a choice to not believe the Bible or anything it says. Why? Maybe because we think our lives are just fine the way they are. We're in control of everything. This is how we like it. And this is how we want it to stay. Us controlling everything. Some of us might not quite go to this extreme by totally dismissing all that the Bible teaches. We might believe some of the Bible, just not choose to believe all of it. For example, we might decide to accept His words that tell us about eternal life, guaranteeing us of where we'll spend eternity, but then choose not to forgive everyone who has ever hurt or wronged us, like Jesus commands, forgiving only those we want to forgive. Or we may choose to change the part Jesus plays in our lives. Instead of giving Him the lead role or having Him as the director or producer, we might only give Him a supporting role, having Him help and assist us whenever we feel it's necessary. Maybe we assign Him the role of an understudy, allowing Him to step in only when we ask Him to, like when life becomes hard, it becomes challenging, too difficult for us to handle, asking Him to step in then, or possibly a stand-in, someone you've decided not to give any control of your life to, but is available to be called upon if necessary. Or we say yes and invite Him into every area of our lives, allowing Him to lead us, guide us, and direct us. We say yes to Him, accepting Him as our Lord and Savior, believing in who He is, our Creator, Sustainer, Redeemer, and faithful friend, believing His knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and truth, the one we can rely on and run to, the one we can trust in and at all times. Daily spending time with Him, just having conversation, as well as reading and studying His word, establishes a strong relationship enabling us to love him like he wants us to, with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I must ask you a question. What role have you given to Jesus in your life? Is he your director, the one who oversees and manages every area of your life, your schedules? Have you given him first place? Maybe you've given him the role of an understudy, someone who's available to step in when you need him, but only if you ask. He wants to be so much more than your understudy. He wants to be your director. He wants to manage every aspect of your life, to lead you beside still waters, to restore your soul and fill you up with all his goodness. And he will do this if you ask him to. Ask him today.
Thank you for joining Cindy for this week's devotion. We hope that you were encouraged and that you subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. We look forward to getting together with you again next week.